At that time, they went to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and began to teach. The people were astonished at his teaching, because he taught with authority and not like the scribes. Now there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. Cried out, "What have you come to do, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet. Get out of the man." And with that, the spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry, he left him. All the people were amazed, and they asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands the unclean spirit, and he obeys him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How wonderful to be transported to that little synagogue in Capernaum, and to be there the first time that he opens his mouth and speaks. Imagine God Almighty speaking to his people. They were astonished. Remember, each time you hear the word of God, you too must be astonished, amazed at the word of God. But I'm afraid that many people are not. Instead of ho-hum. I heard that already. I know Mark's Gospel. I read it. I know how it ends. I know what he's going to do. There's a man with an unclean spirit. He's going to say, "Get out." And he gets out. Maybe you have to hear the cry of the evil spirit. Were you ever present at an exorcism? Hear a child and his voice being used by Satan would fill you with fear. And then to hear that voice of authority, "Be quiet. Get out of that child." How we are to hear the word of God every day. Sometimes we envy the catechumens because they haven't gone through, many of them haven't gone through this year after year after year. And to hear the word, "I never heard that before. That's amazing. He does that. He's really God." It's amazing to hear them. Catechumens, where are you? Stand up, catechumens. They go through the word of God day after day and on Sunday together, and excited to hear that word. with the same excitement. It's a word that's living and alive. How many people could hear that tremendous reading by Joseph? And I will give you a prophet, and my words will be on his lips. With a tremendous reading by Katie, you are to love God with all your hearts. You who are married, like one who is dedicated single to the Lord. How many sat down and have no idea what the scripture was? Didn't even hear it. Your mind is on something else. You're tired because you got up and shoveled snow this morning. You're thinking about a little football game this evening. You're distracted. And the Word of God comes and goes and it's lost. It's a challenge, I know. But the power of the Spirit has to teach you to cling to that Word. That Word is absolutely necessary for you today. There's somebody here with an unclean spirit. And you know who you are. One thing maybe you don't know, how precious you are to God. And how Satan wants to destroy you and destroy your marriage and destroy your very life. And so you're struggling with depression or anger or impurity or something. And the Word of God is proclaimed. Be quiet. Get out of that person. And you missed it. And you walk away with the same evil spirit that you came in with. The word that's proclaimed has got to be lived the moment it's addressed, that you take it. Now, I know you're busy and you got kids all over and you're in the quiet room and you just grab onto one word, whatever it may be. Be gone, Satan. Our teaching with authority. Or take and eat. Give them something to eat. You take one word and you hold on to it. And it grows in you. You let it live in you. I know it's difficult. We have Catholic School Week this week. And imagine teaching Jesus Christ in a desk and grading them. Oh, your religion was a B, this marking. It's totally impossible. It's such a challenge for a teacher to proclaim Jesus Christ, for a parent. And so sister takes the children away on retreat in order that they might be able to... It has nothing to do with grades. You're not going to be graded on this retreat. Hear this Word of God and teach to live this Word of God, to experience it, to experience the Word of God, that you become astonished when you hear the Word of God. You're alive. You're amazed at His Word. And the Word of God works. And it's a problem that we have here sitting in the pew. Except for the catechumens, we've gone through this year after year. We know what's going to happen. We read it. And then they're going to be up in a mountain and they're going to be hungry and He's going to feed them. He's going to go to a wedding and they don't have any wine and He's going to change the water into wine. Ho-hum. Don't let that happen. He's at your wedding. And there was something missing at your wedding. And He's going to change that lust. He's going to change that drinking. He's going to change that partying. He's going to change that irritation, that upset, into love. He can go all the way back 25 years ago and bless a marriage that started on the wrong step. But because your mind is someplace else and you missed it another week, that's why it's so dangerous to miss one Sunday at Mass. The very healing power of God is there. To be ready to see this Word is alive. We talk about the expelling of evil spirits. You've got a story of how this is how you used to be. This is how it was. I know Satan was in my life. I know he was leading me astray. Jesus came and He said, Satan, be gone. And he was gone. I know it works. He feeds the poor. I know the story. There's so many stories. You all have a story. My mother has a wonderful story, and I share it about. My Aunt Therese has a story, and I love to share that one. 9 children, nothing to eat. There was nothing to eat in the house. Jesus, I have to feed the children. 2 hours later, not a van. Well, they didn't have vans. Not a station wagon drives up. Not a car with a trailer. It was a truck. And it didn't drive into the driveway. It backed in. They had something to deliver. She said, you wouldn't believe it. I said, I believe. 25 pounds of flour, a peck of potatoes. The truck was full. As we hear the word of God, we say, yes, Jesus. For the meal this afternoon, for this evening, so what if you've got food? So what if you've got it all figured out, what you're going to have? What good does it do to sit at that table with a pot roast if nobody's talking or they're arguing and angry and upset? He feeds the poor. It means He comes with the spirit of love. Come to my table, Jesus. Multiply the food, which is more than food for the belly. Let that word come alive. Don't ever let it be dead. He's not chopped liver. He's not a loaf of bread. You're coming into the presence of Almighty God, who has all authority and all power and all glory. And if you're the same person who leaves this afternoon, who came in here, you're sick. You came this close to meeting your God, and you missed it. And you're still as upset and distressed and tired. Some of you are so tired out. And there's no reason to be. Come to me, you who are heavily burdened, and I will refresh you. Don't you have people coming to you, those who hear the word of God, with all those kids, and they say, how do you do it? How do you do it? And granted, you knew they were coming and you cleaned up the house special because they were coming. But I've never seen such order, and the kids are all working together and they're cooperating and they're loving. And because I heard Jesus say once, come to me. And I took him at his word. I came to him. David Ross asked me to come and bless his place of business. It's a great distribution center. I was amazed when I drove in. It's a fabulous establishment. And he said, do you know why I took this job? It was absolutely beautiful. Eric works with them there. 2 men running this gigantic company. He says, come here. And he showed me the mission statement. It was framed. It was at the front entrance. And this establishment will live according to the principles and the teachings of Jesus Christ. And any business, any employment, any institution, any family is going to work perfectly well if we are established according to the principles and the teachings of Jesus Christ. If you open that word of God, imagine you got employers that love one another, that forgive, that serve one another. Imagine a family that is consecrated to the teachings and the principles of Jesus Christ. Every one of your children consecrated to God would wake up in the morning, I wonder whom I can serve today. Who needs, it's snowing out, I'm going to get out and shovel so mom won't slip when she gets into the car. Would be one competing with the other if we are consecrated according to the principles and the teachings of Jesus Christ. Their business is successful. They've been open for 2 years. In 1999, they had the greatest sales of any company in the United States. And that's how it would be with each one of our families and each one of our places of employment, because the way of Jesus Christ works. But it wouldn't be enough. All you would have is a successful year. You'd have quiet in your home. You'd have them loving one another. But there's something a lot more than all of that that Jesus gives us. And then He gives us eternal life besides. Of course. course we have to listen to Him. We responded, when you hear the Word of God, harden not your hearts. Our hearts are hardened when we open that Word of God. Some of you are thinking that it happened 2,000 years ago. It happens today. Some people are thinking, well, I've already read it. I know that. I'm tired of reading the Bible. You don't realize the power that you have, that you hold in your hand, the Word of God that's alive. They're finding today, with all the technology and the computers and so forth tearing apart the Word of God, they can't believe how perfect this Word of God is. Mathematicians' minds go crazy when they go through the numbers that are found in the Scriptures. It's absolutely perfect. And what they see is nothing compared to what's there. And you have that Bible next to your bed or in your living room and just, I really should read the Bible. Yes, we should turn to the Word of God and let it become alive. And never read a word, but it's for you today. I don't know why you got this word. I don't know why this gospel is here today and you happen to be here. That there's an evil spirit in our midst. And I want to drive them out. I want to clean your mind. I want to give you freedom. I want to teach you to love and to forgive. To get rid of that evil spirit, a spirit of the world. You who have your hearts open, not a hardened heart, but people of faith will see the wonder of God. And next week He's got something else for us. Today He takes care of this. It's the same Jesus who speaks with authority next Sunday when we come. And you don't have to wait for Sunday. You come before Him in the Perpetual Adoration Chapel. You open the Word of God at home. You're in the car and He's there with you in your heart. He empowers you. And each day we're closer to when we'll see Him coming on the clouds. And if your mind is closed to Him now, what is it going to be like when He comes on the clouds of heaven? You're going to stay at home and say, oh yeah, I knew that. It's in the Bible. He's going to come. Yeah. Jesus, open my heart to Your Word. He who speaks with authority will purify and cleanse and strengthen you and be with you. So I challenge you each time that you open the Word of God, each time that it's proclaimed, rather whether by Katie or Joseph or me or whoever is up there, take one word. Take just one word. That mind can take one word and bring it into your heart. And bring it home with you and let it grow. Jesus said, I am with you always. Jesus said, I will care for you. Hold on to it. It's your salvation. And if we can begin in simple ways of hearing Him say, be quiet. Satan, get out of him. If we can hear this Word of God, then we'll be ready for the next word. Where He says, water turn into wine. Where He says, multiply, feed them yourselves. Where He says, take and eat, this is my body. But if you're not listening to the very simple words of Jesus Christ when He comes to the awesome word of whoever eats my body and drinks my blood, will have eternal life. You'll go over your head. You won't even hear it. You'll miss it. But give me faith. Give me faith to hear your word and to keep it. Please stand. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, of all